Village Experience podcast trivia portion. We're with our guest, Allison Footer. Hello, Ms. Footer.
Hello.
All right. Thank you for hanging around with me. We are back to the trivia podcast. As always, there are 200 points on the board. There's not 200 questions. Worry not. This is not a four-hour podcast. We will be starting with 10 toss-up questions based off current events in the world of sports, not just baseball. Now, remember, I write all of the questions, so if you do well, that is because of your great genius. If you do poorly, it's because I'm terrible at writing questions. So keep that in mind. The best score of all time is Frank Schwab's from Yahoo's 179 at the Super Bowl, which I've been informed, as smart as Frank is, there are people that believe I made those questions too easy. I don't think so, but I think he's just a smart guy. But the lowest score of all time is 87. We do not list the name of that person unless their score is defeated. So, but you can see it on my website who it is. So sorry, Aaron Gordon.
Oh my God! If we're going to be talking about non-baseball sports, then I'm going to score lower than it is.
It'll be okay. It'll be mostly baseball because you're a baseball person. I wrote the question, so no one's trying to mess up anybody. All right, here we go. 10 current event toss-ups. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Who is the only undefeated team in men's college basketball?
The only undefeated team
in men's college basketball. Throw out a traditional power if you have to. Any team with a team that's usually very good, you can just toss that out.
UConn.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Kentucky. Kentucky is
Kentucky.
Question number two. Who is the only undefeated team in women's college basketball?
Tennessee?
That is incorrect. An excellent guess, but it is Princeton. Question number three. What major league ace injured his foot in an accident at home and could miss the next 3 to 4 weeks?
Oh, wait. How long do I have to think about this?
As long as you feel comfortable with the listeners listening to Dead Air. But if you need some more time, I will sing a little song.
Hello,
everybody. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl.
I just read the story. He hurt his foot, and he's out 3 to 4 weeks. Oh,
yes.
Chris Sale.
Damn it. That's correct for 5 points. I don't know if my bell is just... Hang on. There we go. That's better. Okay, that's correct for 5 points. Question number four. What Braves reliever printed out name tags for everyone in the clubhouse of the turnover-heavy team so they could get to know one another?
Kurt Kimbrell.
Correct for 5 points. Question number five. Who won the UFC Women's Bantamweight Championship in 14 seconds on Saturday night?
Oh. I have to name this person?
Yeah, well, they're the UFC champion. They were in the Expendables 3. It's a relatively well-known name. Maybe not.
Stephanie Roberts. I have no idea.
No, that's incorrect. Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
Okay. Question number six. What former New York basketball star immortalized in a Beastie Boys lyric died at the age of 48 over the weekend?
Oh, God. I don't remember reading. You got to tell me.
You got your haircut correct, like Anthony Mason.
Anthony Mason.
That's as close as you will ever get me to rapping on this podcast.
That was very good.
Thank you. I'm pretty great. All right, question number seven. Name any nation, any one nation, currently competing in the Cricket World Cup. All you got to do is name one, just one. There are a total of 14. All you got to do is name one.
Oh, my God. China.
That is incorrect. Doggone it. New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Australia, Afghanistan, England, Scotland, India, South Africa, Ireland, West Indies, Zimbabwe, Pakistan, and the United Arab Emirates.
Wow, so those are all the obvious ones. I thought it was a trick question.
Of course. I understood. All right, question number eight. What suspended NFL player told the Baltimore Sun over the weekend, "I see why some people commit suicide now"?
Wow. Suspended. Currently suspended?
I think as of this point, he was unsuspended at the end of the year. He was talking to... What's that?
All right.
That's correct for 5 points.
I don't think he's suspended.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, right. Oh, there you go. Well, then I'll give you an extra point for correcting my mistake.
You know what? Yeah, that's true. It was that first suspension was the end of the
I think you're
season,
right. I think he's
second
he's
one
unsuspended.
That was rescinded. Right.
By the way, you got the points. All right, question number 9. If the NBA season ended today, what team would have the most ping pong balls in the NBA draft lottery by virtue of having the worst record in the NBA?
I have no idea. So, are the Clippers good these days?
No, the correct answer is the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks.
Oh, really? They're that bad. Huh?
I know. It really is. Like, now the actual reality is actually caught up with the Knicks. People have been talking about them like they've been the worst bad team for 20 years. Now they actually are. All right.
New York are really handling that well. Okay, go ahead.
And question number 10. Minnie Minoso died this week at the age of 90. Within 5 years, how old was he when he took his last at-bat as a member of the Chicago White Sox?
Okay, so he was 92, right?
No, it may have been 92. I think it was 90, but 90 or 92.
Okay. Within 5 years, the time that he took his last at-bat?
What was his age?
Oh, age.
His last at bat.
Okay, so we're going by. I am going to say 59.
Correct. The answer is 54. That is within five. That is within five. So you got it. You got it. It was within five. So that's correct. So you have 20 points in the toss up round. Now we go to topical. I'm going to name a. I give an overarching question, and then each of these is worth 5 points. If I said, for example, name the manager of the following baseball teams, and then one, I would say Arizona Diamondbacks. You would say, who's
the Pale?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, but that's not the question. But you would have just gotten 5 points more than me because I temporarily forgot who the Arizona Diamondbacks manager was. All right. So here, the overarching question is: I'm going to name an MLB team. You tell me which player had the most home runs for that team last year.
Wow.
Okay. Who had the most home runs on that team last season? Okay.
So you're naming the team and I'm naming the player?
That's correct. 5 points apiece.
Okay.
Question number one, the Houston Astros.
Wow. Chris Carter.
Correct for 5 points. Question number two, the lovable, kind hearted, good souled St. Louis Cardinals.
God.
Yeah. All right, so the St. Louis Cardinals, who you got?
Okay, wait a minute. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm naming the...
The player that had the most home runs for the St. Louis Cardinals last year.
Okay, I got you. I'm sorry. I wasn't understanding it.
No worries.
Okay, the most home runs for St. Louis Cardinals would be... Oh, my God. I don't know. Matt Holliday?
That's incorrect. Johnny Peralta. Question number three.
I never would have gotten that. Okay.
Question number three. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, which is their correct name.
Right. A player with the most home runs.
Yes.
Is this a trick question? Mike Trout?
That's correct for 5 points. I really don't do... I'm not trying to trick you. We are friends here. I am never trying to trick anyone. Question number four. The New York Yankees.
Wow. The New York... I don't know. I didn't watch enough of their games. They don't have the most home runs for them. I can't even... I have no idea.
Okay.
Did I know this?
I don't know. Listen, it is not my position to judge people should know or not know. To be honest, none of us should know any of this crap. We should all be studying ways to improve to find world peace. But we're spending time.
I can't even make a guess.
Okay, well, that's all right. I'll let you off. The answer is Brian McCann.
My God.
Which I think speaks very well as to why that was a hard one to come up with, because the Yankees, he didn't even have a very good year.
No.
All right. Question number five, the Chicago White Sox.
Abreu?
Correct for 5 points. Question number six, the Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox. Gosh, they had a terrible year. know, Ortiz?
No. My
really?
Bell is malfunctioning. That's correct. For 5 points.
Wow!
I know, that's what
okay.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. No one's tried the trick.
I would have not thought that was correct. I don't know who it would have been.
No, no one's tried the trick anybody.
Okay.
Except look behind you. No. All right. Number 7, Chicago Cubs.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
The answer? No answer? I'll let you go. The answer is Anthony Rizzo. Anthony
Rizzo.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Question number 8, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Pittsburgh Pirates. McCutcheon?
Correct for 5 points. Question number 9, the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I have to think about who's on that team. Oh! Who was on that team? Goldschmidt, when did he get hurt? Boston Paul Goldschmidt.
That's correct for 5 points.
Okay.
I'm actively disappointed in this bell. I feel like I did something to it. All right, question number 10. The last in this topical category, the Tampa Bay Rays.
I don't know. Longoria?
Correct for 5 points.
Oh my God.
So well done. You had 35 that run. You're at 55 now. Now we go into team nicknames. Now the way this works is I will give you, excuse me, I will give you a, like if I said, for example, the Los Angeles National League Baseball team. And for 10 points, if you knew it immediately, you would say Dodgers. If you did not know, you could say, if you did not want to guess, because your guess would cost you, you could ask for a hint. And for 5 points, I would give you the name of the stadium they play in and the name of their mascot, which sometimes can be helpful.
Wow. Is this going to be harder than the Los Angeles team that plays in, or whatever you just said?
They will be harder than the Dodgers. That's true. They will be harder than the Dodgers. But these
are all major league teams.
These are all throughout all of sports. This is the point.
Oh, my God.
But that's okay. Sometimes the hint can be helpful. All right.
Okay.
Question number 1, the Fresno AAA minor league baseball team. Fresno AAA minor
league. Yeah, I should know this because the Astros are moving there. So I'm coming up with a nickname.
Okay, yes. If you don't know their nickname, if you don't know or you aren't sure, you can ask for a hint, and for 5 points, I can give you the name of the stadium they play in and the name of their mascot.
I don't know, the Grizzlies?
That is correct for 10 points, pulled out of the fire.
Wow, okay.
It's funny because originally, because you know, they used to be Oklahoma City, because I was looking for Houston specifically, and it used to be Oklahoma City, and then they switched because now they're the Dodgers. Now they have a different name, so I was like, forget that. So we just skipped it all together. So well done for 10 points. They play at Chuck Chansey Park, and their mascot is Parker T. Bear. I like it when animal mascots have middle initials.
That is nice. It's very
It's very organized. I don't confuse him with all the other Parker Bears in Fresno. All right. Question number 2. The Memphis AAA minor league baseball team.
Oh, the Memphis Redbirds.
Correct for 10 points. They are the Redbirds. They play at AutoZone Park, and their mascot is Rocky Redbird. Rocky Redbird. Question number 3. The Albany men's and women's college basketball teams. If you have no idea, you can ask for a hint.
I'd like a hint, please.
All right. They play at SEFCU Arena, which it must be SEF Credit Union. I don't know what the SEF stands for, but maybe they know. And their mascot is Damien the Great Dane.
Is this supposed to help me figure out what their nickname is?
Maybe or maybe not. Like, it could help. You know, I mean, okay. Theoretically speaking, you know, I mean, the mascot is Damien the Great Dane. That could mean they're the Great Danes. That could mean they're the Damians. That could mean absolutely nothing whatsoever. It could be any of those things.
Okay, the Albany Big Dog, D-A-W-G-S.
No, they are, in fact, the Great Danes. So they are the Great Danes. So,
we are friends. You really are trying to be my friend. Like, you're actually telling me, for example, it could be this, and this would be the correct answer.
No, but I'm saying, but that could be the hint at all. Like, for example, if you would have said, If you would have asked for the hint for the Fresno one, I could have said, well, it could be the Bears, it could be the Packers, it could be the Tees. Okay. I was giving you all the realm of possibilities that were staring us in the face. It just happened to turn out that one of them was the correct answer. All right, question number four, the Amsterdam NFL Europe team.
I don't know. I'd like to phone a friend.
They played at the Amsterdam Arena, and their mascot was Albert the Albatross.
Albert the Albatross?
Yes, that was their mascot name.
So these would be the Amsterdam Antelopes.
No, that's incorrect. I wish it was the albatross is actually no help. I don't know what the plural of albatross is. Like the albatry. I don't know what it is, but the Amsterdam Admirals. The Admirals.
That was my second guess.
Yeah, of course. And all right, and the final one here. Final one here. Hang on. Sorry. There we go. Apologize for babbling there a little bit. All right, the final one here is the. Why am I looking at that way? There we go. The San Antonio WNBA team.
Oh. I know this. Sort of. Because they're like the counterpart of their NBA counterpart. Like their members are similar to something that has to do with the NBA team. So, San Antonio. I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you the hint. They play at Freeman Coliseum, and their mascot is the Fox.
Their mascot is the Fox?
The Fox, capital T, capital F.
What is their mascot?
The Fox.
Okay, the San Antonio... Then.
No, that's incorrect. Actually, it ended up being irrelevant. They are the Stars.
That actually doesn't even sound familiar to me. So.
Okay, so now we go to the last round. These are worth 1 point apiece. This is a game called Outburst. This was a game that I used to always play with my family when I was younger. And by my family, I mean I played alone in my room crying. This is called Outburst. You have 1 minute on the clock. I give you an overarching category. For example, if I said... names of teams, and if I said the top 10 home run hitters of all time, you would have one minute to say as many of those as possible. You are not penalized for wrong answers. So if you so feel free to just shoot them out. I will say yes or no for each one. But you have 1 minute, hence the name Outburst, to yell as many of them as you'd like. All right, you with me? All right, 1 minute on the clock. Hang on. So, and you understand the concept. Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. The first outburst category, the 10 largest cities in the state of Texas. You have to give me the 10 largest cities by population in the state of Texas. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Houston, yes. Dallas.
Yes.
Austin, San Antonio.
Yes.
El Paso.
Yes.
There's 10 large cities in Houston. Galveston?
No. You have Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and El Paso.
Does Arlington count as Dallas?
Arlington, yes. That's six.
Okay. Corpus Christi?
Yes, that's correct. Seven.
Wow. Okay. What am I missing here? Round Rock?
No. And you have 10 seconds.
Okay. That's about all I got for you.
Okay, that's time. I'll seed. You got 7. Well done. Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso, Arlington, and Corpus Christi. You missed Fort Worth, Laredo, and Plano.
Fort Worth, I think of. Okay. Yeah. So Dallas, Arlington, and Fort Worth are all different.
Yes.
So,
their own municipalities.
We all lump them together as Rangers.
Of course. Listen, I made Tommy Craggs go through Illinois, and Illinois is Chicago, Springfield, Rockford, and a bunch of Chicago suburbs. And they're all interchangeable. So it's a tough one. But fortunately, Texas, you know, it's a big state. All right. One minute. So you got seven. Well done. 1 minute on the clock. The Houston Astros have retired the number of 10 players, according to Baseball Reference. Name as many of those 10 as you can. One minute on the clock. Go.
Bagwell, Biggio, yes. Durker, Cruz.
Durker, yes. Wynn. Cruz, yes.
Yeah. Wynn, Mike Scott.
Wynn, yes. Scott, yes.
Okay, then we got Jackie Robinson.
Yes.
And then there's Jim Umbright.
Yes.
And, I'm going to get the guys. Yeah, that's eight. Okay. It's those guys from the early days.
You have Bagwell, Biggio, Cruz, Durker, Wynn, Scott, Jackie Robinson, and Umbrecht.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nolan.
Ryan. Nolan, there's nine, and you have one more. I'll give you an extra five or 10 seconds because I took
time. Yeah, no, it's, I'm not going to remember his name. It's from the early days, isn't it?
I'll let you go if you want off the hook. The name is. Do you want off the hook? Are you sure you want off? You want me to let
yeah,
you go?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm off the hook.
The name is Don Wilson.
Yeah, Don Wilson.
Don Wilson.
That is tragic. Yeah, that was the problem. Not the problem. This is kind of. It's probably as tacky this way, but they retired numbers of guys who like died tragically.
Yeah, didn't Umbrecht? Umbrecht was like he was a pitcher that he died. Is that right? He was a pitcher who died from cancer in the middle of the season, or is that Wilson?
Yeah, he had cancer, okay. And so I mean, as bad as it was, it's like you know, I mean, it was kind of a thing back then, but not so much later on. So they have way too many retired numbers. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 10 retired numbers. They've been around since 1962.
Right. That's a pace that exceeds the Yankees. That's definitely true.
I mean, they retired Mike Scott's number. It's so stupid. There's absolutely no reason for Mike Scott to have never retired. But anyway, go on.
Okay. So I will. So also, you could take some relief if you. I don't know if you were relieved or if you were worried about this. You are already comfortably outside of the last place, so you don't have to worry about that. All you've already passed it. So you will not live in infamy. You've already covered that.
Whew.
All right. Next up is three more outbursts to go, and then you can go and enjoy your night away from this. All right. 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 human beings to win the National League MVP. Now, if someone won it twice, they only count once. So it's the last 10 people to actually do it. Understand?
Oh, my God. Okay.
The last 10 people to have won the National League MVP. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
So that dates back to 2000. Oh, my God. I'm not going to get any of these. I'm way too tired for this. Oh, my God. Albert Pujols?
Yes.
Okay. 10 years. Oh, my God. I'm trying to blink. Clayton Kershaw?
Kershaw, yes.
Okay, I'm going through all the teams. I can't think.
It's okay, it's a lot of stress.
Well, how many times did Albert win it? A couple times, right?
Yeah, but he only counts once.
Okay, so we're going back to, like, 2005. I can't think about this.
And you have 10 seconds.
Oh, my God, that's really... crazy. Did I mention I got up at 3 o'clock this morning?
I thought you're doing fine. You're doing fine. And time. So you got two. You got two. I tell you, after this, I'm gonna tell you, you're not gonna like the next category very much. You got Pujols and Clayton Kershaw, the ones you missed.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds.
Oh right.
Ryan Braun, Ryan Howard, Jeff Kent, Andrew McCutchen, Buster Posey, Jimmy Rollins, and Joey Votto.
So, yeah, I don't even really feel bad about it. I was going to say Votto, and then I decided not to. I don't know why. But,
there's
yeah,
there's no penalties. No penalties for no.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So now we go to the next category, which will annoy you, because it is the last 10 human beings to win the American League. MVP.
Oh, my God.
So 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay, I'm sure A-Rod's in there.
Yes.
Maybe Jeter? No, probably not. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
No stress. It's
okay. I want like, hints for teams. Oh, Trout?
Yes.
Okay. Hamilton?
Yes.
Hamilton, okay. Oh, Cabrera.
Yes. That's okay. Correct. That's four. You have A-Rod, Trout, Hamilton, and Cabrera.
Okay. Oh.
And you have 10 seconds.
That's probably going to do it for me.
All right, time. You got four. Alex Rodriguez, Mike Trout, not Joey Hamilton. In fact, Josh Hamilton. And Miguel Cabrera, the ones you did not get. Vladimir Guerrero, Joe Mauer, Justin Morneau, Dustin Pedroia, Miguel Tejada, who I would have definitely not gotten, and, and Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander.
Wow.
So that gives you... Yeah, I know. I forgot about Verlander, too. So 16, 20, 22, you were at 97 going into the last round. That puts you... Let's see. That puts you... All right, you have... Five to tie the Solid Verbals, Ty Hildenbrandt, and seven to tie Joe Sheehan. That's where you are in the rankings. You just passed Emma Spann. And so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel so bad now.
You should. No one should feel bad. Yeah, like there are
These are incredibly smart people. You just, like, rattle off incredibly smart people. So
that's
I don't
what I'm
feel
saying.
So, bad
so
I'm
there
like,
you go.
Yeah.
So there you go. See, that's what I'm saying. And I write tough questions. All right. So last one. 1 minute on the clock. The last 10 teams to win the World Series. Now, of course, if they've won it more than once, again, they only count once. But the last 10 teams to win the World Series. The last 10 teams, fan bases, there are 20. There's 30 teams, right? Yeah. There's 20 teams that would wish they were in these 10 teams because they're the last 10 to win the World Series. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. White Sox.
Yes.
The Cardinals.
Yes.
The Red Sox.
Yes.
The Phillies.
Yes.
The Yankees.
Yes.
The Cardinals.
You said the Cardinals.
Oh, so they won it. Okay.
Yes.
I gotcha. The Red Sox, I said that. Giants.
Yes.
Sorry. I forget that. Okay, I'm going in order. So it's not just the 10 years, it's 10 teams.
Right.
Okay, so we're going back to the Red Sox and then the Marlins.
Yes.
And the Angels.
Yes.
And the D-backs.
Yes, you're missing one
and,
more.
And okay, the Yankees.
10 seconds.
The Yankees. The Marlins and then the.
Time. This is the Braves. I know I can't give it to you, but you're right. It was the Braves. I think if you'd have grabbed the concept maybe 5 seconds earlier at the beginning, that would have given you the 5 seconds at the end. But nine is nothing to be ashamed of. To say the
I should
very
have started earlier. I started in 2005.
You did great. You did absolutely great. You did absolutely great. You ended up with a total of 106 points, which just passed Joe Sheehan. So, but we won't tell Joe because he gets really upset. No, he gets upset to lose. He's a competitive sort. But he didn't lose because he's lost to lots of people. There's a lot of people on the podcast.
I just wanted to end up somewhere right in the middle. So
yes, you came up seven short of Castrovitz. You did come up seven short of Castrovitz, which so around the theoretical MLB.com water cooler. Which I don't know if actually exists, and if it exists, it's not a place that you guys would just be constantly wandering around because you're out covering games and live in entirely different cities. But nevertheless.
It's really funny because I just totally outed myself for paying almost no attention to the MVP awards that are given out.
That's good. That means
it actually doesn't even interest me. Isn't that terrible? I'm saying this.
No,
I'm
that's
saying
good.
This out loud.
That
means... I have no interest in that.
You're
at
not.
All. I have interest in the Cy Young, but for whatever reason, MVP bores me.
You're not a me first player, and that is the type of thing that I think all of baseball fans can appreciate. All right, Allison, thank you for coming on. This was really fun. You'd see you did fine. Yeah, every single person, they start the trivia podcast, they're like, oh no, this is going to be a disaster. It's going to be horrible. What's going to happen? And you did just fine. So thank you for coming on and indulging me in this silly enterprise.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm very honored, and I'd like to come on with you anytime.
It's all right, Sam. We'll make it happen. So thank you again. Be safe, and I'm sure I'll be talking to you once we get going with baseball. So thanks again. Everybody wave to Allison. Hey, wave at your iPhone or your otherwise MP3 listening device, because she's going to go back to work now. So thank you to Allison Funder. You can follow the national correspondent for MLB.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Allison Funder, AllisonFootere. This is the Willis Experience Podcast. The music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We will be back on Monday with another podcast, probably one more baseball podcast before we start doing the NCAA tournament stuff, which will be very exciting. So everyone have a wonderful week. Enjoy March. It's March. Take care. Be safe out there.